And we got one more guy we got to get to, and that is head coach Jeff Montgomery of the Festus Tigers. And then we're going to tell you about a healthy number of things we have coming up on KJF. But first, Coach Montgomery, congratulations on the win. Morgan Green, as I've already announced, is our Applebee's player of the game. Let's start off with her and her performance today.
Yeah, she pitched a really good ball game. Really attacked the zone, got after hitters, and pitched ahead in the count. And we just kind of kept it simple and pitched with a lot of confidence. And she's pitched some big games already and really, really thrown into fire a few times, some really tough competition. And just happy for her. She really really deserves the player of the game award.
Good teams jump on other teams' mistakes. You guys did that to get the scoring started in the bottom of the third inning. Of course, you have your trusty bat and Abby Rickerman to put the ball in play with two out. She does. Something happens because of it. And then Morgan Green, two batters later, with a big triple to left.
Yeah, you know, Abby's, you know, our table setter. And, you know, if she usually pounds the ball on the ground, if she hits the ball on the ground somewhere with her speed, she's usually going to be able to leg it out. And, you know, she got out her first at bat, and that was a big one. And always sets the table when you got some speed in front of your hitters.
And of course, the big inning coming in. Well, she of course then Abby with two runs driven in the bottom of the fourth, and then the big inning comes. How apropos for Morgan Green to be the one that not only drives in the first two runs, not only gets the complete game shutout, but also drives in the one that puts the mercy rule into effect.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she's really seeing the ball well. She really keeps her bat in the zone really, really well. And she just if she gets a pitch down, she's driving it right now. She's been doing that for about 2 weeks. You know, and with Rickerman and I alluded to before the game, McJunkins and and Green, all three of those lefties have really been hitting the ball good. And we're getting some other middle of the order swings from Templeton and Ellsworth and Perry and you know, Blair Ballmer had a couple nice hits today. You know, so a lot of things like that. Good to see.
Coach, there's no doubt, especially after this one this afternoon, that your offense can score. Do you feel like there's even more potential out of this group?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's one of the things we just talked about there a minute. You know, we're going to make mistakes. Hopefully we learn from them. We're going to try to coach them as hard as we can. And, you know, we're young. You know, hopefully we'll keep getting better. And, yeah, offensively, I think we're going to score some runs. Defensively, we got to make plays. You know, we kind of made things tough for us there a couple times. You know, we didn't make the play there early in the game and create some base runners, you know, for Morgan to have to deal with. And, you know, some of the teams we play, you know, we can't do that. You know, you're going to get hurt. So hopefully we'll learn from it. We still have some decisions to make on defense, trying to find the right combination.
Morgan Green, very effective in the circle today. Seven strikeouts, most notable about that, all looking. So very good at mixing pitches, I would say.
Yeah, she was. You know, honestly, we fastball, curveball mostly today. I mean, we didn't even really rely on the change. You know, some of the teams we played, we have to change speeds because if we don't, you know, they sit on things. So, you know, but she backdoored her curveball and I think had enough movement. We're right. It fooled hitters and she froze a lot of hitters today. Which is good to see, and it's good for her confidence going forward.
And next for the Tigers?
Well, we're going to play tomorrow at the Sekman Tournament, the Jerry Joyce Invitational. It's at Arnold Athletic Association. We play at 3 o'clock against Perryville. We play at 5 against Farmington. There's some good teams in that tournament. Mm-hmm. They play it all at Arnold Athletic. It's $5 to get in, I believe, and it's a nice tournament. Some St. Louis teams are in it, and you know, we're going to play two Friday and two Saturday, so we'll have, you know, six more games this week with seven last week. So give us 13 games in, you know, a little under 12 days.
Wow. Sekman, one of those opponents?
No, we don't play Sekman in our pool. We play Perryville and Farmington. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I know they have Knob Nosters coming in from Kansas City, Fort Zumwalt West. Is a pretty good team. Last year they were pretty solid up there. It's a big school. We've got a couple thousand kids. So, yeah, it'll be a good test for us tomorrow. Farmington's pretty solid. They beat Hillsborough yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
We had that on.
Yeah.
We had that on KJ.
Yeah,
that was good.
Farmington's
one.
Really athletic, you know. So, you know, so we got Perryville's a lot better than they've been. So I think there's a lot more parity, if you will. Maybe not any dominant teams around here, but I think everybody's pretty decent right now.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Montgomery, we'll let you enjoy this one and enjoy the the numerous games that you have coming up here in the next couple of days, and congratulations on the win today.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you guys covering softball. I know for years you guys covered baseball, and to do live softball, I think it's just a great thing for our sport, and put the word out. And, you know, our conference has such a good tradition the last 15 years or so, sending teams to state, and just a great sport.
Yep,
appreciate it a lot.
Certainly is. You're very welcome, Coach. And here's the certificate for a free entree for Morgan Green for our Applebee's Player of the Game Award.
Thank you very much, Matt.
All right, Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Tigers, as they win this one 10-0 over the St. Pius Lancers.